There are a couple of things that I would think of. The first one would be regarding prevention. We have been told that the message needs to be about abstinence, and we understand how important that is to some populations. However, in our prevention work, in our mental health work, we think it's short-sighted and needs to be part of a larger message about how to not be put in a position where we're exposed to HIV or where we potentially are exposing someone else. The message needs to be larger about more mental health issues that are related to how we make decisions about what we do with our lives that may affect prevention. And abstinence is only part of a larger message that, and it's not as effective when it's not combined with some other issues. The second thing I would think of is that mental health is a critically important service that is needed by people with HIV. And it is not an ancillary service. It is one that's critical for helping people to change how they think and how they feel and how they behave. It's important in terms of their primary health care and how they make decisions about taking medications, their ability to take medications. It's important for their being able to maintain housing. There's just so many levels. So the relevance and importance of mental health is really critical as really viable and necessary component of any of the care that we provide for people with HIV. And I think the third thing I would think of is that the importance of organic, community-based agencies that complement a public health system. That we tend to, in this country, go back to the public health system the way it was, the way it always has been. And it's the organic and community-based organizations that provide a richness of possibilities and changes of systems that are archaic and of creative new ideas and responsiveness to people that is not necessarily seen in a public health system. So the complementarity between them, I think, is really critical.